Blog Talk Radio.
When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find.
Thinking about time very much was the electronic music.
Sides of the coin here, as we live in a world of duality.
So I do want to address this topic, and I hope that we have some really good conversation here back and forth. I want to see what you guys believe in, so you can type about it in the chat, and I'd love to read about it. Or you can call in and give your opinion about it, which is absolutely fine. I will also be doing mini readings for people. If you wish to have a reading, just go ahead and call in. The number, in case you don't see it, is 646-727-2870. And, of course, I would love to chat with you. Even if you just want to talk, that's totally all right. We can just talk about whatever. It's not a big deal. It's very open here. Love good conversation with people. It's one of my very favorite things in the world. So, yeah, thank you all so much for coming. I very much appreciate your presence. It means the world to me. I'm going to say a quick hello to everybody in the chat. We have Britty621. Hello, dear. Thanks for coming. Sharif, oh, it's so great to see you here. Guest 5445 and Guest 5499. Thank you guys so much for coming. Hope you enjoy listening. And if you'd like to interact with us in the chat room, which is pretty fun, I will admit, just go ahead and sign up for a free Blog Talk account. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. You do not have to have a show to sign up, but I do highly recommend making a show if any of you are interested. I would love to listen and come support it as well. It would be so much fun. My boy, thanks for coming through. Love it. Appreciate your presence here. Miss Inspiration, always good to see you here, dear. And Poop Tickler, I love your name. It's so funny. All right. So I want to address the immediate issues. I think I'm just going to go right in order here. So what does everybody feel about this psychic sense, this sixth sense, that I have definitely gotten into myself over the past year even? I didn't think it would be possible. I never thought to think about psychism, I guess you could call it, twice, until I've started exploring around with hypnosis, and I actually hypnotized somebody to bring out their psychic ability, and I was quite shocked at the result. I could not believe that what the person had done was a psychic reading, literally. I want to give you a little bit of details about that. I hypnotized one of my good friends and had her believe that she could see all truths, ideas, and past experiences of a person just by looking into their eyes. And when I brought her back up out of the state, and I had her look into my eyes, and I could not believe what she had to say to me. It was absolutely amazing. I could not believe it. She told me, she's like, you know, don't worry, you're home, you're with your friends, etc. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how can she do that just by looking into my eyes? I couldn't believe it. And she went around the room and literally read everybody and read, you know, what was on their mind, and it depended on how open they were to receiving her words and what she had to say and what she could see for them. So it is very important that when giving readings, and if you're calling in to get a reading, that you do stay as open as possible so I can give you the best information and you can benefit greatly from it. So again, just stay open to the messages that I have to give to you. Make sure that you're calling because of the love of your inquiry and your questions, and that you trust that I will give you an answer to help. And that's all I want to do, is just to help you. That's why I'm here, is just to help you guys. And, of course, just entertain as well. Give a little something to do on Thirsty Thursday night, as a good chunk of my friends are out partying right now and invited me, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. So we'll see after the show. So that's how I feel about psychic work. And I've also just dove into it headfirst, and it's been absolutely wonderful. Now, about astrology, there's some believers and there's some naysayers. astrology is a new topic for me. Of course, I've been reading my horoscope for years and years, but I never really understood it. I had a feeling sometimes that my horoscope would be accurate, and sometimes it wouldn't, and it was just kind of a hit and miss on certain days. So I really started getting into it once I understood more about my own astrological makeup, and that after I did my first chart readings and had mine actually read, I started to understand it more, because there is more than just your sun sign, which is your main sign, as most of you will call it, or the one that you read your horoscope. We also have many other planetary interactions going on with the day that we're actually born. So I highly, highly recommend getting an astrology reading. I do charts for people if you would like that as well. But in order to do your chart, I do need your birth date, your birthplace, and your exact birth time. I will not do it without your birth time. A lot of people have trouble finding that or remembering it, but it is of great importance to have your birth time, because I want to give you accurate information, and if you don't have the time, it's not accurate enough, and it can be way too general. And again, I don't want to give you wrong information at all. So please, if you do, again, want an astrology or your chart reading, make sure you do have your birth time and all the other information. But it's so interesting. I finally, this week, have really gotten into reading natal chart, which is the astrology wheel. And it is absolutely beautiful. It looks very intimidating at first, absolutely. And it's just a whole bunch of mess with symbols and stuff that most people can't even understand. It looks so crazy. I know when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. But now, after you get the gist of it, you get understand the energies better and know how to work with it, it's really, really easy and a great benefit. A lot easier than sitting there and reading exactly word for word what another astrologer has to say about each one. And I want to talk about spiritualism. I don't know if you want to label it that, but the spiritual aspect to yourself. Now, many people are coming into their spiritual selves, especially our generation and growing up. This is the time that people are, quote-unquote, awakening, or being, again, quote-unquote, enlightened. And this happened to me about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was a profound, profound experience. It was literally life-changing, and that's what set me on my path. And it's one of the reasons why I am here today. It literally changed and shook my whole core and my belief structure. And once I started doing research for myself, that's when I really started finding more out about myself and finding myself, truly. It was absolutely amazing. So now that everybody is being awakened, some people are realizing that maybe their own religion that they've been living for is not working out exactly as expected, or it doesn't really keep their logical mind in order, or maybe it doesn't even hold up to their spiritual feeling inside. I very much feel that we have our own spirit inside of us, our own soul, and with acknowledging that, I acknowledge that we do have a mind, body, and soul. And I want to enrich that soul any way possible. And I didn't feel that the Catholic Church was doing that for me. I really did like the structure of it and the discipline of it, because it is very much a discipline within yourself. You need to, at least for some people, because it may be harder for others, but you do need to discipline yourself to pray every day. You need to pray for yourself and pray for your future. And it is just that moment within yourself. You have your own God self. And when you talk to it and communicate with it, you don't even have to use words. You just think. You can think in pictures and forms and energies and just pray to it and pray to what you want to see in your life, what you want to happen. Pray for energies to help you throughout certain days. It's all about inside and all about yourself. Again, you are only limited to this earth and this physical body, this mind, and this structure. And your soul is what really connects us all together. It's the one thing that we feel deep inside that sometimes people lose sight of. And that's another reason why I'm here as well, to help you gain your soul back if you have lost it, and to help you realize that we are all connected by some greater power, whether you call that God, the creator, the divine, or spirit within. We all have it. We all need to connect with it way more. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling so silly. Okay. So, let's see, just looking around the chat room, seeing what everybody's saying. Oh, don't worry, I have the switchboard on lockdown. I want to welcome Jesus is a Dinosaur from, I don't know the last word, but thank you so much for joining the chat and welcome. All right, let's see. I think I want to give a little reading for the whole day and the week to come. So I think I'm just going to pull a couple cards and see what inspiring message needs to come up first. All right. So I do want to play a song real quick. I want to bring out some good inspiration. And again, addressing the whole spiritual awakening, I hope a lot of you can connect to this. If you haven't seen Avatar, then I highly, highly recommend that you go, because it is a very, very spiritual movie, opening a lot of people up to the spiritual world and how everybody is connected. It portrayed such amazing, amazing connections in that movie and some great things. So I'm going to play I See You by Leona Lewis, and this is the theme song for Avatar, so hopefully you can all connect and we can get on the same vibrational energy. Enjoy, everyone.
Walking through a dream, I see you. My light in darkness, breathing hope of new life. Now I live through you and you through me. Enchanting, I pray in my heart that this dream never ends. I see me through your eyes, breathing new life, flying high. Your love shines bright into paradise. So I offer
All right. So again, I See You by Leona Lewis. Absolutely beautiful song. Love it. Ah, that movie literally changed my entire life. It's so great. I'm so glad that it was just a big hit. So into it, and a lot of people were too. Oh, P.S. The Oscars are coming up this weekend, and I am sure that that movie is up for quite a few nominations. So I will definitely be watching to see what happens. Keeping my fingers crossed, that's for sure. Man, the last time I was this excited about a movie was Brokeback Mountain. Oh, my goodness. It was so good. I was so excited for it. All right. I'm going to pull a couple cards. Let's see what happens here. All right. I think we have some home matters to deal with today. All right. I feel like our concerns are going to be about home, children, and luck. A little bit about keeping our mouth closed. So who knows how this is going to turn out. Alright, I'm going to take our caller. They're from a 591 area code. So caller, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Mike, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Hi, Mike from Seattle. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hello. That was pretty interesting. Are you still there? All right, I guess not. Well, thanks, Mike, for calling in. That was pretty fun. That was a pretty nice surprise here. All right. Well, everybody left. I think everybody was totally expecting something crazy. This guy needs to leave. Okay, goodbye. Need to kick him out of the chat room. Welcome, Robosaurus. Oh my gosh. I hope you are from that Robosaurus guy that runs around and demolishes cars. That'd be so cool. Alright. We're going to take our next caller. It's a Skype caller. So 111 Skype, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, man, this is Robert Paulson.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing tonight?
I'm from New York, and I was wondering if you could give me a reading. Huh?
Absolutely, I can do that for you. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a card reading for you, and I like to connect with you.
You mean like through my anus, or you want me to put my penis on your anus? Because you're a big faggot. Faggot, nigger, faggot.
Oh, my goodness, what is going on today? This is getting intense. Who else are we going to bring here? There are so many crazy people. Oh, okay, Robosaurus. Are you the girl version? All right, let's see. We're going to bring on area code 901 caller. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
In the butt. I said what? In the butt. I said what? I said what? In the butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt?
Oh my gosh. That is a good song, but you guys are being crazy. Seriously, it gets so crazy when you have a bunch of prank callers. All right. Oh my gosh, we're just going to let them all build up. Let's see. What is this link that Robosaurus is posting in here? Do not click it. Robosaurus, I do not want you posting garbage into my chat room. That would be absolutely wonderful. Thank you. The next time it happens, I'm totally going to have to kick you, so please don't give anybody a virus. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 045. Here we go. Let's see what you have to say. Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, area code 045. You're on the air. Hey, Mickey. Hey. All right. I don't know why they're obsessed with that. Maybe they're thinking I'm fine or something. Crazy energy. Crazy, crazy, crazy today. Oh, my gosh. All these people are coming in. Oh, Dancer. Hello, Dancer, and welcome. And thank you for telling me. Is there a lot of prankers out tonight? Because it must be crazy, one crazy night. I don't know what's going on. Yes, but yeah, I like that song too. That's why I let him play it for a minute. I'm all right with that. All right. This is a real call, so let's see. Area code 440, can you tell me your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, it's Courtney.
Courtney, my love, how are you?
Okay, it's so confusing because when I have the computer on and then I have you talking, I'm like totally delayed on the computer and I'm like, wait, is it me that you're talking to?
Yeah, there's a little bit of like a drawback there and it always screws me up too.
I have to just turn the computer down.
There you go.
Now make it in my head.
All these crazy people that are calling in.
What is up with that? It's a crazy night.
It is a crazy night. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Oh, there must be some crazy planetary actions going on or something. But I did.
Everybody knows I'm crazy, but I wasn't trying to fall in all crazy.
There's definitely emotional disorder and stormy conditions going on. So it very well could be it. I wonder what the moon is in. I want to see. Oh, my gosh. The moon in Scorpio. Oh, my goodness. That's probably why. It's getting really crazy right now. So, anyways, how are you doing this evening? Is there anything I can do for you? Anything you want to talk about today?
I'm a little crazy, but I'm going to leave that because, like I said, you know I'm already crazy. But you know I've wanted a reading for a long time. And I'm a little scared to get a reading because, you know, everything that's going on in my life. But at the same time, I really kind of want one.
All right. Well, that would be great. I think if you're open to it and open to receive the messages, you're going to find that it is a positive experience no matter what.
So and you know I'm very positive anyways.
Yes. Yes, you very much are. You always inspire me to do amazing things.
Hey.
All right, dear. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to connect intuitively to you. Now, I need you to count in increments from the number 1 to the number 7. And every time you think of the number, I want you to think of it and put it right in the very middle of your forehead, right where they always say that your third eye is. So as soon as you say that number, okay, I want you to imagine it, sending it to me and putting it right where my third eye is. And that way we can get a way better connection. And it just works out so much better, so I can definitely give you a better reading. Okay, so go ahead and begin with the number 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful, dear. We're going to do the reveal. Whew. Okay. Now, I'm just going to tell you the cards that came up, and then we will specifically talk about each energy and, like, the psychic dynamics behind it, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you each card. We have the Owl, I'm sorry, the bird, which is an owl, the tree, the woman, the bear, the Sith, the child, and the mountain. All right. Now, the main focus here in your central card is the bear. So this whole reading is going to revolve around strength, being bold and determined, okay? Now,
okay.
The first card is the bird, and this represents your fears and alarms. And I have a feeling that this directly relates to the reading and how you're feeling right now, as this is usually like a 24-hour period kind of reading. I feel like this reading is going to, it's a little intimidating for you. As you said, you're a little bit scared and timid. And that's funny because it picked right up on that feeling. You know what I mean? Came right up.
Right,
the very
right.
First. But it is next to the tree, and the tree is very suggestive of growth. And I think this is going to help you grow. And I think there's, what we need to bring your attention to is it's the woman, and I don't think it is a woman in your life. I think it might be the woman within you and the woman to yourself, because it's next to the bear, which is your strong card, the very central card, and I think it is telling that you need to bring in this positive, strong woman within you, and embrace it more, because you are very feminine, and I feel like, it's next to the Sith, and the Sith is always representative of cutting things out in your life, and I feel like there's this childlike tomboy attitude that is very predominant that may need to be cut out of your life, because there are obstacles coming that are going to require this strong woman within you. Okay.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that it's going to deal directly with your relationships, especially strong ones from the past. And this isn't something that you need to be talking about, okay? This isn't something that you need to, let everybody know. This is something that you need to do within yourself. You don't need the advice of other people. And I feel like traveling is going to help you with this. And hanging around, I feel like it's going to bring you to this very positive, girly feeling. Like what I always get, and I actually just drew a card for this and I got the flowers. And what that always means to me is that it's a very girly, giddy feeling. I always think of girls gossiping and laughing together about stuff. Like, talking about boys or cute boys or something like that, and just laughing, getting all giggly and smiley and, typical little. I feel like that's what it's going to bring you to, and I think that is something that can replace maybe that childlike tomboy kind of feeling and help you embrace a whole other aspect to yourself that maybe you forgot about or just didn't even realize was there. I think it's very important for you. That's going to be coming up again with this obstacle and things that are going to be brought up from your past. And it's almost as if you're being watched over. Like, I feel like there's definitely energies watching over you and protecting you. Whatever you want to call them. You can call them angels, God, dead relatives, who knows? It doesn't matter.
Right.
What the group
you
believe in, they're definitely watching over you, and I think you're going
to
be okay.
Good
so
to know.
How do you
Good
feel about your reading? Do you have any questions, any concerns?
I don't have any questions. It makes perfect sense that, I have that, like, I put up a wall, and I do act very, I don't want to say tomboyish, but hard, like, especially when things start going tough and it has to do with me, like, I can help anybody else out, I can give them the advice, I can do the motherly type thing for anybody else, but when it does come to me, I put that wall up, and I very much draw anything negative out of it that I can think of. I overanalyze everything. I pick up on so much negative when it comes to myself. But I try to have so much positive for everybody else. And the whole traveling thing makes so much sense to me. Like, I so want to go see my best friend who lives in Connecticut. And if we were together, we'd laugh and giggle and joke the entire time. So that makes so much sense to me, too. Like, I really probably just need to do that and get away for a minute and have fun and stop being so brought down by everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's been a lot on your mind lately. And I think you're going to have to wait for this little travel to come through. Wait until your luck changes a little bit. Because, you know, if you go right away and you push it right into it, just because, you know, I picked up on it doesn't mean you need to go right away. I think that you
right.
need to wait for that luck to come through, you know, when you have the extra time or money, you know, and you're able and in a much better position to do that.
Right. I agree. It can't happen tomorrow or anything, but it's
exactly.
something to look forward to and something that I could start planning. So that would be nice. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm so glad you can connect to that. I'm so glad that it really relates to you.
Yeah, totally. You know, I was scared. I was like, I can't get a reading. He's going to tell me everything negative that's going on in my life, and he's going to tell me it's all going in a negative place. And but no, that's good. You helped. That did help.
No,
that made me
dear,
mad.
It's not always about the negative. It's not about the negative. And you really got to look at it with any quote-unquote negative experience that we have. There's always a positive that comes from it. There's always that silver lining. And it's just in how you view it. Nothing is ever bad or good until you label it that way. And from
right, it's hard to remember though. Sometimes it's easy to remind
absolutely.
Everybody else, but hard to remember when it comes to yourself. So
absolutely, just because the
nice.
Feeling is so strong. I
right.
feel you. Don't
right.
you worry. I understand.
Right,
well,
I know you do.
So that's why I'm here.
I know it. Thank you.
You're welcome here. Do you have any more questions or anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right.
One
well,
day I'm
going to
have you do one of those whole big, big reading things and tell me everything about, you know, what the time I was
okay.
born and when I was born and all that good stuff. But
yeah, make
I don't
sure
want to
you
that.
Get that. Make sure you
right,
get that
right.
soon. We can do that.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad I could help.
All right. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome, dear. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. All right. That was a beautiful call. I feel very good about that. That was a very good one. All right. Listen, everybody, wake up in the chat room right now. You're all sleeping. I don't know what's going on in here. I need to see some hearts. I need to see some flowering messages. Get the F up. Do not make me play some loud music or I'm going to come in here and smack all of you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Everybody needs to liven up. Let's see. I should give them something to talk about. Everybody, you need to go. I want everybody to sit on this subject. Talk about death, okay? I want you to talk about death. Maybe you have lost somebody that died. Maybe you killed somebody. Gosh, I hope not. But you know what? I have to admit that I am definitely, I kind of like death. I like the feelings that it provokes because, you know, with the things that I know that, you know, you do pass over from physical form, but you're always in the same state. You're a part of everything that is, so you never really go anywhere. You just change form and the energy changes. That's all. And it's all about waiting, and you got to wait to go see the people that have passed on or passed over. I have to admit, I cannot wait to get into mediumship. It's going to be so exciting. So excited to start learning about that. I have a feeling it's going to be coming into my path very, very, very soon. So if any of y'all want to talk to dead people, make sure you come back here and check up on the show. Oh boy, I'm a little nervous to take the next few callers. I feel like they're going to be intense. Hello, Paul Robertson. Thanks for coming in the chat room. Very great to have you here. Hope you're not one of these crazy prankers that have been going around lately. But if you are, thanks for the lively energy. It's great to feed off of, that's for sure. All right. Woo, here we go. We're going to go to area code 323. Caller, please tell me your name and where you're calling from. Hello, 323. You're on the air. Are you there? Hello? Maybe? All right, I guess not. I'll mute you. And maybe I'll try to put you back on later. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Paul Robertson, not a prank caller. Well, are you calling in, Paul? I see you're just in the chat, that's all. All right. Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to go to area code 213. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from. You got it. Love nobody.
Carry my.
Oh my goodness. I do not particularly like that version of Poker Face. It is Cartman's version of it. I prefer Lady Gaga. Oh, Sherry's calling. Don't be scared, girl. Don't even worry about it. Oh my goodness. All right, we're going to try 323, area code 323. I'm going to try to put you on again. Tell me your name and where you're calling from. Area code 323. No? All right, well, thanks for calling in, dear. All right. So I would like to remind people that you can get readings here, or call to talk in about anything that you would like to. We've had some pretty crazy callers tonight, so hopefully the energy will just keep going. I asked for things and people to come here that definitely need some help / healing, so I think they're definitely getting it. Make sure everybody, I need a heart. I need some hearts in the chat room. We need to make sure we're sending love in here and giving out love. Okay. We're going to go to, oh boy, this random name, JFNSDGN. I bet they're a prank caller, but we're just going to see what they have to say. Hello, caller. I'm here.
In Wonderland, born and raised, stuck in the playground, so I spend most of my days chilling out, max, relaxing, all cool, playing with my balls outside of the school, when a couple of kids who were looking real good didn't check the fender registry in the neighborhood. I touched one little girl, and her mom got scared and said, I'm calling the FBI, Peter Bear. I was...
Oh, my gosh. That's a pretty cool rendition of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's little theme song. Oh, my goodness. People are so crazy tonight. I love it. I love the crazy energy. It is keeping everybody alive and well. I just don't like when they talk about bad things. I mean, you can call them prank. That's totally okay. But don't talk about anything that's going to offend other people, because I don't need anybody getting hurt or coming to me and freaking out because of profanities on my radio show. So let's just not use anything bad, okay? Use a better judgment of yourself than that. All right, so we're going to bring through area code 720. Hello, caller.
How long?
Yes, my name is Michael. I'm calling out of Boston.
Oh, okay. How are you doing, Michael?
Pretty good. I was hoping to get a reading tonight.
Oh, okay. That can definitely happen. Are you in college?
No, not
no,
exactly, but it was kind of related to a prank calling matter.
Oh, what about?
I was wondering if you could tell me the future, because tonight I'm gonna prank call a ghost, and I just want to see if you could see what, like, if it's gonna be like Win or if it's gonna be Phil.
A ghost? How are you gonna prank call?
Yeah,
a
you know, ghost. Ghost, the host with the most.
No, I do not. Who is that?
He's probably... He gets paid by BTR to do shows, so he's pretty big, but I'm just nervous about prank calling him, and I don't know if I'm going to win or lose the game, you know?
Well, I don't think it's a game, and I'm curious as to why you want to prank call him.
Pretty much just for the lulz. I mean, it's pretty funny.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
What's that?
I really think that you should do your own show. I think that if you totally want your lulz here, that you could definitely bring in a lot of funny energy. I really feel that you would be like a really good comic on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we can use a lot more of them because people are getting way too serious on here. And there's a lot of prank callers, and they all just want to say something at least, you know what I'm saying? I got like 12 calls already.
Nah, nothing's better than the ghost. Because, you know, he raps, he busts flows, he talks about all the fruity liberals and all the illegal Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? He's like, he's the top of the top. He's the best.
I guess. Can you do me a favor and post his link into my chat room?
Yeah, hold on. Do you want me to post it? Or, hon, he has a show coming up pretty soon, too. I'm Poop Tickler in the chat, by the way.
You're what? You're Poop Tickler?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is too funny. I thought you were Paul Robertson.
Nah.
Ghost. Oh, he has a show tonight at 11:30. Okay. Do you know this person? Or you just rag on him all the time?
No, I don't know him personally. No one knows him. I just like to troll him, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, wow, he's got a lot of followers. And a lot of shows. Oh, my gosh.
There's this one link I got. It highlights all his shows. Hold on, I'm going to post it. There.
That's all of his shows.
And you see that link I just posted? That's like the highlight. That's probably what you want to look at. You want to look at anything?
I don't know about that one. Yeah, definitely don't click that one. But good luck on your prank calls, and thank you very much for calling in, Michael. Everybody, do not click that last one. It is a virus. It's not good. But thanks for coming in. Good luck, Mr. Poop Tickler. All right. Again, please do not click that last link. It is a virus, so don't even do it. Okay. Whew, crazy, crazy, craziness. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Ooh, this is a Canada call from area code 450. Caller, please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
And I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take your reason if I please.
I don't even know what this is.
I bet you don't know that song.
I have no idea.
Alright, do you know that song?
I have no idea what that song is. What is it?
Alright, you fucking suck. I knew it.
Okay. People are being crazy tonight. So crazy. I hope you guys are still here with me in the chat. Oh my goodness. Hello, Noel Armerson. Thank you for coming in the chat. I don't know if I said hello to Ralph 304, but thank you for coming. I know, right? It's getting so crazy. Okay. If you guys want to hear some more prank callers, make sure you go to the Ghost Show on, let's see, tomorrow. It says 3-4. Oh, it's on, okay. It's on tonight from 11:30 till 1 a.m. So if you want to hear more crazy prank callers, go over to that show. It's probably going to be crazy. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. I feel like we just had this. Courtney, are you calling in again? I thought that was your number. I have no idea. I want to make sure. All right. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, area code 646. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from tonight.
This is Sharice. I'm so sick of the prank calls off the guy calling.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God, a normal person. How are you doing tonight? Has this, like, changed your mood totally?
Yeah. I'm like, what is this? I look forward to this, and I'm like, I didn't expect this. Whatever.
It's so crazy. I definitely didn't expect it either, but that's what you get for having a crazy show.
Yeah.
So, what can I do for you tonight? Do you want to talk? Do you want a reading? What's going on?
I guess I'll take a reading because it's like I feel like my intuition is like expanding, you know, because you're developing it and whatever. But
absolutely.
I can't see myself for anything.
It's a lot harder to, you know, look at yourself and kind of read yourself, but it really is easier for another person to do it for you. It gets like,
yeah.
It's easier when somebody can tell you about yourself and you relate. It's so good. And that
mm-hmm.
just makes me want to say that we are all so much unique than everybody real. Or no, I'm so sorry. We are unique, but we're so much alike than everybody realizes. We feel like the same things. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is, I think you know the process. I need you to count from 1 to 7. That way we can use a little bit of hypnosis and intuitive connection here. And
yeah.
Every time, I need you to picture the number and send it to me. And every time you say a number...
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Alright.
No, it's on me.
I'm on the phone. Hello, I'm sorry. I'm talking to my mother.
Oh, it's cool. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Alright. So whenever you are ready for your reading, just go ahead and start at number 1.
1 to 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Whew, that was a fast one.
Yeah.
All right, you're definitely in some area for growth, absolutely. Now I'm going to tell you exactly what cards came up. This is just to help you better picture it, so you can totally understand the reading way better. Now we have the tree, the sun, and actually 2 cards fell out for the third one, the fish and the mouse, so I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. The child, the shamrock, the lily, and the bird. Now, your main focus here is definitely going to be this, reverting back to childlike innocence and like this blissful kind of ignorant. It's very, when you're a child, you really don't
you don't really know anything, but at the same time, you know everything because you're more connected to that creator source that ultimately is. And it's just this innocence that you go about life not knowing anything. Everything seems just so big and new, and there's always something new to learn. So that's going to be the main focus of your reading tonight. Now, you are definitely going through some growth, definitely some big changes, and it's all in light. It's definitely all in light and good things. Focus on the power of the sun, as it's definitely going to be powerful for you for the next, I definitely feel, day, but especially the next coming weeks, especially since it's starting to turn into spring as well.
Yeah.
It's just going to be very, very powerful for you. And I feel like, let's see, money is going to be a little bit of an issue. Okay, you need to watch out for bad spending habits and splurging on things that you don't need. Okay.
That's been a problem lately. That's been a problem because I'm usually very cheap, and I notice nowadays, that's good. Yeah,
you definitely
true.
Need to watch out for overspending and make sure that you just take account for the things that you really do need. It's always nice to buy things that you want, but, like, it's not going to feel good afterwards when you're like, oh, damn it, why the hell did I buy that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a satisfying feeling, and I don't want you to feel like that either. So just be careful about what you're spending, and, you know, if you really feel like you've got to have that amazing necklace that just, like, sets off your whole outfit, then do it. Totally fine. But if not, then don't go overboard. You can still find good things at cheaper prices.
Right.
And again, we have this childlike luck coming through for you. It's very, very lucky, and it's going to directly relate to, I think, your professional life. Either death or are you possibly, like, getting sick at all or coming down with something?
No, I'm fine.
No? Okay, good. I just wanted to double check. Now, there's going to be some professional aims that are going to provoke some fears within you. We have the lily next to the owl. So I'm thinking that something with your job is going to change. And you might be worried at first, and I don't think it's anything to worry about. It's something that you need to be patient with. And it might directly relate to your home. So keep a lookout for that. There's still a lot of information that you need to figure out. And patience is a virtue. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. This whole job thing is pissing me off. It's pissing me off, okay? But whatever.
Well, definitely some new things and changes are going to come your way. There's actually a lot of really, really great planetary alignments coming up, and I know that I'm due for a new job as well. So it's all going to happen around the same time. You just watch. I'm telling you. It all happens. Just watch the cycles of the moon and watch these cycles because it's going to be so crazy. It's going to be so crazy. I promise.
I bet you they're all going to come at once. I feel it too. I'm just like, you know, I don't know.
You do. And you know what? When you grow, of course changes are going to happen. Absolutely. Because they're going to go and wrap around the changes that you have made within yourself and in your own life. So roll with the changes. You got to accept them and be happy about them. You know, give them as much positive light that you can, because in the end, it's going to depend on how you react to the changes.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about your reading? Do you have any questions? Does it relate to you?
Yeah, it definitely relates, because it's like this is a time of, I guess you look at it as growth. I look at it as a time of what the hell is going on. Maybe that is the growth. You know how they say stuff is always moving, but you might not see it like that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I think that's what it is. And I have coworkers telling me, you know, just be patient. You know, so.
You really do. And I think that relationships are going to be at the forefront. You're going to start relating to other people in a different way. I think that's also going to be part of the changes. So, you know what, that's always a fun thing to look out for. Like, I love when I can relate to people differently or new people in general. It's always a cool thing.
I choose new people with me because I feel like old people, like old friends I used to have, I can't even relate to anymore because I've grown, you know, growth has happened.
That's
I can't relate to them anymore. Right, so I feel like new people are probably going to come in, maybe, in some shape or form, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's going to be very good for you. And you can help them grow as well as they'll help you grow. It's such a beautiful give and take process. I love it.
Definitely. Well, you can get people around you that's growing as well.
Yeah, very true.
You know.
All right, dear. Well, do you have any other questions?
No, I'm okay. That sounds promising, you know. Because it's not like I don't know things are going. It's just a patience factor. Maybe this is to teach patience.
Exactly.
You know?
And you just call in to get a reading for the affirmation so that you know everything is coming. And it just feels that much better.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do me, can you make sure there's no craziness going on in the chat room if you're still in there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm still in there.
So great. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, take care.
Take care, dear. Thanks for calling in.
All right. All right, no doubt.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you, Shar. I definitely need that help looking at the chat room. People are getting really intense in there. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to area code 646, the other 646. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from. Hello, area code 646. Hello, you're on the air. No talkie? No switchboard. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sorry if you did have some kind of comments or concern. You're just going to have to call back in. Okay. I don't know why that didn't. Okay, cool. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. My gosh, there's so many callers today. We're going to go to area code 900. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from. Hang on. Wait for it. Come on. All right. I wonder if it went through. All right, area code 900, you're on the air. Hello, area code 900. Do you have anything to say? Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute. Lost your chance. Sorry about that. All right. Yes, sir. Definitely some really interesting stuff for spring. There's so many great things coming up. Actually, it's going to be very, very big for anybody that's looking for a new job. And especially this year, because we're definitely being pushed into our desired careers and everything that we've really been wishing for and wanting. So make sure that you're putting out good, positive vibrations so that you do get exactly what you want. All right, we're going to go to the first Skype caller. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Is that me? This is Gregory.
Hello, Gregory. How are you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Well, I'm just doing a prank out there, but you're very hard to prank because you don't freaking rage.
Because I don't what?
You don't rage, you don't cry or anything. At least cry if we prank on you.
I'm sorry, bud, but you can't break me. There's no way. I enjoy the prank calls.
I mean, it's open-minded. Stop accepting every damn religion. Lose your tolerance, damn it. Don't be so tolerant.
Oh, why wouldn't I? I live here on this earth with you, so of course I'm going to deal with you guys. You guys are amazing. I couldn't even be here without you.
Like, I love you guys. I absolutely love... I love you, Gregory, okay? You better get over it. You better feel that bromance, because it's intense right now.
Unless you have ghosts, he always rages. Well, thanks, bro. I can't like you. You're one of the few hosts that I don't enjoy trolling.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm not a jerk, and I don't care if people prank me. There's been a lot of bad things going on in other people's chat rooms, and some of the main people and the older people that have been doing this for a while just really freak out, and they really lose it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is wrong with you? Like, you guys are so
it's
mean.
Fun with you. The reason they do it is because they want people to rage. They want them to flip out.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm only 20 years old, so I understand. I'm at a totally different level than most of these other people. So I'm here, and I totally get it. Trust me.
But
anyway, it livens up. You know what? Somebody said it in the chat room, and it livens up everything, and it really does. It gives better ratings, and it makes people listen hardcore a lot more. So I appreciate that, and thank you.
I agree. All these older dudes doing these shows, they don't realize that half the people in their shows, like listening to them, are just there for the prank callers. they don't want to hear Bill Wagner's opinion on today's events or whatever. They want to hear someone prank call him rage and just flip out.
Exactly. It happens a lot.
I'm going to get off my caller, so thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good night, and call back again. It'll be on next Thursday.
You too.
All right, take it easy, man. All right, well, that was a pretty fun prank caller. I wonder if his name was Billy Gregory. Oh, that was probably the joke. All right, so we're going to go take the next Skype caller. Hang on a second. I pressed the wrong button. Oh, people are hanging up. Okay. Skype caller, you are on the air.
Is it me?
Yes, it is you.
Okay, I'm Lily. I'm from Cincinnati.
Hi, Lily from Cincinnati. Are you a prank caller this evening?
No, I'm not a prank caller. Sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. Don't worry, because I like helping people just as much. So what can I do for you tonight, dear?
I was hoping to get a reading.
All right, that I can definitely do. Now, I do pretty unique readings here. I am a hypnotist, and I do some psychic and astrology work, so I kind of mix it all in together, and I like to use my cards. They're not like tarot cards. They're just like my own individual cards, and they are very much connected to dream symbols, as, you know, I am the dream teacher, and I can relate to those very well. So what I need you to do is, in order to establish an intuitive hypnotic connection, I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I need you to imagine in your mind's eye that you send that number to me literally every time that you say it. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Absolutely perfect. Now go ahead, and you can start at the number 1 whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Beautiful, dear. Beautiful. All right. Now we're going to do the reveal for you. And I'm going to tell you each picture, so that way you can kind of connect to the energy, and then I'll describe everything else that's going on. All right, so the main focus is about messages for you. You're definitely looking for some messages, and you're going to get them, absolutely. Now we have the road, the bear, the sun, the envelope, the anchor, the house, and the moon. There's definitely the very first thing that I see here. Definitely some big changes. I feel like big obstacles within yourself. I feel like you're going to becoming very strong in the next day or so, very recent, near future. It's going to be
all about the light, all about light. The sun is shining on all of your affairs. It's very, very, very positive. And it's shining on all the messages that you're going to be getting in these next days. You're going to be getting some news about a stable home. I think maybe your home might have been a little on the fritz, your home area of your life. And I think it's definitely going to even and stable out for you. And let's see, the moon is all about beauty and new invitations. So I don't think that you're considering moving, but maybe there's something new about maybe home life as well. Are you thinking about moving or changing locations at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I think a new invitation is going to be brought to you, but I kind of would advise you not to take it because I don't think the energies behind it are very trustworthy. I feel like they're sly and they're tricky and they're wise people that are just going to really, really provoke your fears of being unstable and going somewhere and just losing, like, everything. I really feel like that is something that I need to tell you, and that just watch out with these people that you're dealing with. You really need to use your own intuition and your own, I guess you could say, psychic judgment, even just your heart and your gut feeling to see if this person is trying to trick you or looking out for your best interest. I think there's definitely good relationships coming to you and concerns of money. So I don't think money is going to be an issue with you if you're still considering this move. And I think, are you going to be moving with a friend?
No, my mom actually wants me to move back in with her.
Oh, okay. Then, let's see. I think this is something that you might have to wait for. I think it's going to take a little bit of time, not long, but again, I was just talking earlier about this whole energy coming with spring this year. I have a feeling it's going to kind of happen around then, within the next few weeks or so. Let's see, do you have any specific questions or anything?
Like, with, like, the messages, like, do you mean, like, messages are coming, like, about me, like, leaving, or, like, what will I expect?
I think it's going to be this sudden burst of, like, insight, okay? I think it's going to be this kind of, you're going to get some information, like, from an outside source outside of yourself, and it could literally be, like, a message, like an email, or it could be some kind of sign that you get, like, from your God self or higher self, whatever you want to call it, you know, quote, unquote. And it's literally going to be, like, this key that unlocks a bountiful amount of luck for you. And it's, like, this is something that you do have to wait for. Patience is definitely one of the main ingredients here. Time is such an elusive character that everybody keeps forgetting that time plays such a huge role in our events and our lives. So, something that you do have to wait for, and I think you need to cut out the childish way of thinking. I feel like, I don't want to be mean, but I want to get real, and I feel like you need to cut out the childlike whining. You gotta, like, get rid of the whine and, like, make sure you bring in positive feelings with that and positive affirmations. Because everything is happening in due time, and it's happening for you, and it's all going to clear out, like, absolutely perfectly, just the exact way that you want it. Now, again, with the messages, you are going to have to wait, but I have a feeling it's going to be coming, like, in the next few days. The matters are moving, okay? They're in moving progress, so they're not halted. It's not something that, you know, is blocked that you have to have an emotional release for, as some other, you know, psychics might tell you or something. But it's very much on its way. You just have to make sure that you keep that love and light, as they all say, and keep those positive feelings. That's definitely what I have to, and enunciate. And, you know, honestly, the messages could even be from this reading, because I feel like you came into this call with the intent of something to change in your life. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I pulled the man card, so I figured, you know, it very well could be myself and helping you push these matters along, which I'm absolutely grateful for if it is the case. But if not, just keep in mind that everything is really moving forward for you. Again, the whole patience thing, you really just have to wait, that's all. And, like, I always like to tell people, follow the cycles of the moon. Are you familiar with astrology?
A little bit, not a lot.
No? Okay, what I suggest is if you go to yahoo.com and you click on the horoscopes, what they have there is a daily cosmic calendar. And it's a really, really great thing to follow. It tells you kind of like the whole attitude of the day and what's going on and all the energies that are happening. And I'm going to actually post the link in the chat room just so you can click on it. And I feel like this will be a very good thing for you to follow. It tells you all about each connection and aspect, conjunction, et cetera, et cetera. And what I really want you to follow and keep detail about is the moon. I want you to specifically follow the moon and what signs it goes into. Are you related with the horoscope signs, each zodiac sign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Familiarize yourself with them. This is definitely going to help you pass the time, okay? This is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you a key. I'm giving you a trick. If you focus on this, this is definitely going to help you pass the time and take notes of certain energies that are playing around the universe, or at least our solar system right now. And it's going to help you to better put the pieces into your own life and to help these positive aspects come through. Because when you are aware of things that are bigger than yourself and bigger than this world even, I mean, let alone just having a global consciousness is absolutely amazing. But when you get bigger than that, then you start to go into subconscious territory. And this is a place that really many people travel. So I feel like it's going to be of huge benefit for you to start looking at that and following that. Because I think you could have a knack for it. I feel like you have a tendency to analyze things. Is that an okay thing to assume?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that if you were to analyze the planetary positions, it would be so beneficial for you. Like, you can break them down so easily and relate each energy so beautifully. And I would love to see you do, like, astrology readings myself. That would be so cool. So how do you feel about your reading? Does it relate to you? Do you connect to it? Do you have any more questions?
No, I do connect to it. Yeah, like, I really do understand it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, dear. Thank you so much for calling in.
Anytime.
Have a great night, hon.
You too.
Take care. Oh, that was a beautiful call. I love her. She had such good energy. I love her. Okay. Remember, everybody, if you would like to hear your reading again, you can listen to it on the archives. Just download the show after it is done, and you can either save it in your iTunes, or you can just come here and listen to it anytime you want, just to check and see if your reading has been accurate, if it has helped you, and what you've learned from it, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Also, got to get some things out there. If you would like personal spiritual advising from yours truly, the Dream Teacher, you can visit me at www.keen.com/thedreamteacher, TDT, or you can call 1-800-ASK-KEEN and enter extension 0396844. And if I'm not available to talk at that moment, you can set up an appointment with me, and I will be so glad to meet you for that and help you on your spiritual spiritual path, enlightenment, or whichever you feel is most appropriate for you. Definitely love to get out there and help everybody. Woo! Oh my goodness. Got a couple other things to say. If you are not a follower or a fan on Facebook, go ahead and Facebook me. You can click on my BTR profile and add me on Facebook. That's where you can keep up with my shows and, of course, chat with me personally, as I am a very avid Facebooker, and we can keep in contact. I'm a normal person. You know, I have a bunch of friends, and, you know, that's what I'm here. I'm here to connect with you. As you saw with the prank caller, this guy is like, oh, this guy is so cool. You're not like any of the other people. I like prank calling you, but, like, not really, because I totally ruined his prank. Oh, you like my picture, huh? Oh, my goodness. I was feeling a little scandalous. I felt like I needed to put that up there and bring in some more people. And look at it. I think it definitely did, because look at all the people that freaking called in today. It was so crazy. It was amazing. I absolutely loved it. It was such an intense show, such crazy energies. Oh, my goodness. Again, thank you to everybody that came, everybody that's still hanging with me in the chat room. Biddy, Charisse, Miss Inspiration, and Noel Armerson, thank you guys very much for sticking to the very end of the show. Thank you to all the callers that called in and made this show absolutely lively, and I'm so glad that I could help at least some people and give some readings tonight, even though a lot of these prankers were just crazy. They were so crazy. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. Oh, Charisse says astrology is over her head. Oh, my goodness. Actually, you know what, Miss Virgo over there, you would be pretty good at it, I have a feeling. Virgos always break stuff down and analyze things to death. Oh, numerology. Okay, I see you. That would be very cool. That would definitely be something that I could see you getting into. And I would love if you studied up on that and gave me a numerology reading, that would be absolutely wonderful. Oh, hello, dancers. Welcome back to the show. It's about to end, but thank you for coming for the last 5 minutes. We were just talking about all the craziness that has been going on. We've got so many prank callers, and actually one of them did mention that I'm no fun to prank and that he actually likes me and he actually liked my show. And it was pretty funny. So I think all the love in here helped, all the loving thoughts, all the positive feelings and energy. Yes, Dancer, I can take your question real quick. Would like to know, will I meet any new, like a guy perhaps? I heard it would be a tall man with sandy blonde hair. I would like to know if this is true. What are the warning signs for me to watch out for? Okay, let's see what I can pick up on. Now, I think, you know what, I do not pick up on a man. I don't know. It's definitely not a relationship, if that's what you're asking. I think it's going to be an obstacle that is going to force you to change. Whoever this man is, he's going to bring up fearful alarms for you, Dancer, and I think that it's this huge obstacle that is literally going to change your life, and it's going to change the way you think about life. It's going to be very strong and very life-changing. That's the main thing I can pick up on it. I feel like either this man or the people that told you this are really being sly and just they're tricking you, and they're trying to, like, take your stability away. So stop. Don't give your energy to the negative people. Look for messages from yourself. And Dancer, no, this is not going to be bad at all. I promise you. You have to stop labeling things bad like that. This is going to be an experience that you're going to be able to change your path and learn from and grow from. And how is that ever a bad experience? anytime you have growth or change, you should love it and welcome it into your life, because that is a position for you to feel beautiful and for you to feel amazing. And so, like, really reconnect with your own life and what you value in it. Don't label it bad. You cannot think of it as being bad. It's going to be something that is going to give you great new feelings, and you should be grateful and absolutely thankful for the opportunity to feel something new and feel something different, to feel change in your life. Because you know what? Some people don't even get that, dear. Some people do not even get to feel new things as often as you do. And they keep this stasis about their life. They keep this very much boring pattern that's absolutely boring and horrible. So please, please feel lucky that you have this. Please feel lucky that you have this opportunity. I'm trying to be like your knight in shining armor here, okay? I want you to focus on your home, and I want you to be strong and bold through everything that you're going to encounter. I do have to tell you, though, that your dreams are going to come true, I promise. And everything that you've been dreaming about is going to come true for you. And I don't want to go any farther because I don't want to bring too much emotional change for you. But please know that everything is working out and it's in your favor. I hope that helps, the answer 99999. Oh, my goodness. What a fast show. Oh, Dancer, I know you feel that wasn't sufficient, but trust me, it's going to get you through. I promise you. I promise you. Please, please don't be salty. I only told you this because I am doing this out of love and from my heart. I did not hear any of your questions from any of the other shows. But I have seen you around, so it's good to see you in my show. Thank you so much for coming. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate you coming in here and asking me. That really does mean a lot to me. Well, guys, it has been a very great show. I'm so excited that everybody came, and whew, what a great energetic party it has been. But unfortunately, it is coming to an end. I want you all to know that life truly is what you make it to be. I hope you all have a very lovely evening and a great rest of the week, and I'm going to see you here next week, Thirsty Thursdays, with your host, the Dream Teacher. Sweet dreams, everyone. Oh, and P.S., enjoy My Hands by Leona Lewis. Absolutely beautiful song. Love and light. Sweet dreams, everybody.
they cry, I'm on the floor.